There's roughly a dozen U.S. citizens being held in Turkey. We don't have any hard evidence here, but the timing does look awfully interesting and maybe not so coincidental that at the same time as we have this incident with Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, at the same time the Turks appear to be wanting to warm their relationship with the United States, which has been suffering over the past couple of years.
And by the way, that is Daniel Hoffman, former CIA guy, Fox News contributor, who worked extensively in that area, the Middle East, through Iraq, especially, and of course, Russia. And he's saying, listen, things just are too perfect here. This video of what they say is a Saudi hit squad coming in. This video of the journalist walking off the Washington Post. He's there to get a marriage divorce so he can get remarried. And then it turns out he doesn't come out, but people leave with bags. They say that they have audio of him being questioned, tortured, and then killed, and then brought out. We know that he was being tried to be lured back into Saudi Arabia because they're not happy with a lot of his columns. Joining us now to discuss the possibility that this is indeed true, and if it found true, the effect on our relationship with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Ambassador Robert Jordan. Ambassador, what should Saudi Arabia do now?
They need to come clean. They have every opportunity to explain what happened. It strains belief to suggest that their closed circuit TV is only on a live feed and is not recorded. I will bet my bottom dollar that recordings are always made and should be available unless they conveniently disappeared. I think there is plenty the Saudis can do to provide more transparency, to provide more cooperation. And I think the U.S. needs to demand that.
Absolutely. But what, I mean, if they know what's at stake with our relationship, and we actually value it, we are supporting them as they try to get the Houthi rebels out of Yemen. We support them as they try to counterbalance what we're seeing is the emergence of Iran in the region. Why would they risk everything? Here's the president with us yesterday, Cut 20.
But you can't be killed. But you can't be killing America. You can't be killing Washington Post journalists. So is everything in jeopardy now, sir? Is that in jeopardy now, our good relations with Saudi Arabia?
I have to find out what happened. I mean, I do have to find out. And we're probably getting closer than you might think. But I have to find out what happened.
And, according to the reports, his audio, and we had Bob Corker on yesterday and says that we think he was murdered, Ambassador. So if indeed he was murdered, what would be the mindset that would allow the Crown Prince to think that would be acceptable to us?
I think it is probably a combination of extreme paranoia on his part about even the slightest dissent, even moderate dissent, coupled with a belief that he is bulletproof in the eyes of the Trump administration. His relationship with Jared Kushner, Saudi's position in the Middle East as an important ally that we do depend on, I think has led to a sense of hubris and being impervious to outside influence.
And what do you think? So, for example, Dan Hoffman, as we bumped in, says, listen, Turkey and the U.S. have been at loggerheads really for the last year or so. We don't like the direction of that country. Their economy is crashing, so they want to keep their pride. At the same time, they want to rekindle relations, if not economic relations, if everything else. So do you think that they would benefit from a crashing of a Saudi-American relationship?
I think they probably would feel they would benefit, but I don't think that sense of benefit could even possibly explain the notion that they have cooked all this up. I think that is really in the never-never land sphere right now. I think we have to believe what they have provided. Their intelligence services are among the best in the region. We have many contacts with them, and despite the fact the relationship is not perfect with them right now, we still have a major air base at Incirlik. They are still a NATO ally, and I think we have every reason to believe that they are coming forward here with the truth.
So I want you to hear what Bob Corker said yesterday, Cut 19.
It just will change the relationship. Mm-hmm. The warmth will dissipate. It'll be far more businesslike, and certainly they're going to be put at arm's length on many issues that we deal with them on. There's an arrogance that has developed with them over the last year and a half, an entitlement. There's just something about the way they deal with us now that is very, very different.
Ambassador, can you explain this to me? Because this Crown Prince did his American tour trying to tell everybody that women are going to be able to drive, we're going to try to give people additional freedom, try to be more tolerant, try to allow more demonstrations. Why go give us that dog and pony show, but yet you haven't changed?
The Crown Prince is anxious for foreign direct investment. Foreign direct investment, since he imprisoned his cousins and uncles at the Ritz-Carlton a year ago, has dropped off a cliff. It has gone from $7 billion to $1 billion. So he is anxious for foreign direct investment. He is trying to put a happy face on it. But bear in mind that at the same time he is allowing women to drive, he is imprisoning women who had demonstrated or agitated for that right. He's making it clear that every privilege they receive in Saudi Arabia comes from him and not from any kind of fundamental rights. And that's a very important distinction. So, yes, he can point to reforms, which we welcome. Mm. And even Jamal Khashoggi complimented him on those reforms.
And lastly, do you think our Treasury Secretary should be going there this week for a conference?
I do not. I think the Treasury Secretary should not go. I think American business leaders should not go. Jamie Dimon shouldn't go. Stephen Schwartzman should not go.
We know Richard Branson is already canceled. Thanks so much, Ambassador Robert Jordan. Appreciate it. Ed Rollins next.